This is tech support on the Business Report. Many of us use AI bots like ChatGPT, Gemini, or Copilot. It feels a bit like magic, doesn't it? You ask complex questions, and in seconds, you get a detailed, well-structured answer. It's a revolutionary tool. But here's the crucial thing we need to discuss today. The magic can sometimes be a mirage. The very tool designed to give us answers can also quite confidently make things up. In the AI field, this is called hallucination. It's when AI generates information that sounds completely plausible, but is factually inaccurate or entirely fabricated. It's not lying. It's a machine generating a statistically likely but incorrect output. But this is the central challenge we face when using these powerful systems. So how do we fix this? The good news is developers are actively working on it. The key strategy is called grounding. This means the AI is grounded in factual information. One of the most common methods is to connect the AI to the live internet. Instead of just relying on its internal pre-trained data, the AI can search the web, read relevant pages, and then summarize the information for you, often providing links to the sources it used. This is the huge step forward. Most major platforms, from Google, Gemini, to Microsoft Copilot, now use this web search approach to significantly reduce inaccuracies. For more critical high-stakes work, there's another more robust approach, grounding the AI in scholar sources. Imagine an AI that only reads peer-reviewed research papers. That's the idea behind systems like Elicit and Consensus. They are designed to give you answers directly supported by scientific studies, sometimes even providing word-for-word quotes from the research. So what does this all mean for us, the user? It means that our role is more important than ever. We must shift from being passive consumers to active critical thinkers. The single most important habit we can adopt in this age of AI is fact-checking. Treat every piece of AI-generated information as a well-written first draft, not a final verified fact. If you're using it for a report, a business decision, or your own research, you are still the one responsible for its accuracy. Click the sources, cross-reference the information, ask yourself, does this even make sense? To wrap up, AI is an incredible co-pilot. It can accelerate our research, our creativity, and our productivity. But we must always remain the pilot in command. Let's embrace its power, but let's do this with a healthy dose of skepticism and a commitment to verifying the truth. This is Tech Support on the Business Report.